Today, the church celebrates the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 21, verses 5 to 19. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." Our first reading from the book of Malachi and our gospel passage from St. Luke today both speak a lot about the end times and how the people should expect there to be different disasters as well as judgment. Many people use these passages and others to try to predict when the end of the world will take place, and they also use them to put forward the idea of a vengeful God who will come back with anger to do away with everyone who didn't follow God's will. In truth, these scripture passages point to the reality that this world is imperfect and incomplete, and that real happiness, real joy, come from our expectation and hope for the kingdom of God that is to come. The great disasters that Jesus predicted in St. Luke's gospel all happened in the years following Jesus' death, and they continue to happen and will always happen as long as this world exists. These passages are not some kind of secret key that will answer the curiosity that most of us have about the end times and our ultimate destiny as human beings and as children of God. So it doesn't make a lot of sense for us to waste our time worrying about these things or trying to predict when they will happen. What we should be spending our time on is following the great commandments that Jesus gave us: to love God above all things and to love our neighbor as ourselves. We should spend our lives modeling ourselves after the apostles and the early followers of Jesus, as well as saints and even ordinary people of our time who have truly given themselves to the gospel call to love, mercy, and compassion, to service to those in our world who are most in need. Some people miss out on the message, even in today's scripture passages, that God wants us to live with Him in paradise, that God is a loving God who wants His children to truly experience His justice and His healing in this life and in the next, that God desires to reward us for persevering in faith, for acting with love and compassion in His name, despite the difficulties and tragedies that we experience in our world. Our faithfulness to God and to the call of stewardship enriches not only our own lives, but also the lives of others. It brings the love, power, and richness of the life of God to ourselves and to all those we meet. So let us pray this week and always for the courage, the strength, and the dedication to always be an active participant in God's plan for His people.